the first Lebanese guy I ever met.
Perfect. I would hope not.
I don't know
how to
break that down.
You're all over the place.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I would hope not.
I mean, like, I just want to make that
I would hope not. Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
This is in North Carolina. I get you.
I got you, man. All right. I just want to make that play.
Yeah.
Dearborn's down the street. We kidding.
Dearborn's more Lebanese than Lebanon.
Yeah.
I tell you.
But like when you are in that country, all right, from what I see, you're going to war-torn countries, people mm-hmm. who are dealing with corrupt politics, who are dealing with everything's a serious matter. What makes you, I got to know, what was the thing in you? Like, you know what this country needs? Stand-up
comedy. Bro, it was, let me tell you, first of all, I'm living in Lebanon, and the country is obviously, as I'm sure this much most people know, has been marred by war over many decades. Mm-hmm. And then you have, outside of Lebanon, you have the entire Middle East, which at the moment is doing much worse than Lebanon had ever done. I mean, if you take into Syria account and Iraq, and you hear about it, Yemen and all these places. Back in 2006, it was following a war that had happened in Lebanon, one of the multiple wars that I had experienced and witnessed. I had been doing stand-up as an amateur thing for many years at that time. You know, it wasn't like a profession. It wasn't my career, you know, in college and university, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized at the time that what we needed in the country wasn't necessarily comedy, because there was comedy. What we needed was an escape where people could go and be together without any politics or religion and just like unity, one love. So that was where my creed came out. No politics, no religion, one love. And I decided, my vision was, if I do a stand-up comedy scene, maybe in 10, 15 years, there'll be a couple clubs here and there. People can go out on a Friday night. They start out in this place. It sets the tone for the evening. And then people go out, and they're not discussing politics or religion. And then over time, in 20, 30 years, it could change.
Okay.
That was my vision. What I didn't expect was the speed at which it blew up, for lack of a better term, in the Middle East. And the fact that we ended up, within a year, I was doing my first comedy show in front of massive crowds, like a special in front of 2,000 people. And then it was going bigger and better from there, because there was a hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Arab people are not war people. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. We have been torn apart by war, which 99% of the time has been out of our control. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in wars in the country, in Lebanon, where we literally sit and wait for the war to end at home. Like, I'll be playing PlayStation with my friends, and we're having a great time. It's not as if there's a war. Just a bomb goes off, we turn on the news to make sure it's all good, and sometimes you'll see a massacre on TV and people dead in the streets and blood everywhere, and it's just, okay, it becomes a part of your life. It's not who we are. It's what's put up
on you.
So when I did stand-up comedy, it was no politics, no religion, one love. It was about remembering who we really are. And I say this, I said this the other day, and to be a true Arab, there's only two pillars, and that is, when you go to somebody's house, you never go empty-handed, and when somebody comes into your house, it becomes their house. That's all I was told growing up. I wasn't told to hate someone because they were Muslim or Christian or Jewish. I'm a Christian.
Right.
And in Lebanon, which I'm very proud of this, we have synagogues, mosques, and churches right next to each other.
Okay.
And this whole theory that conflict has been around for thousands of years is not true. This is recent conflict. This is over resources. This is over oil. This is over financials. So,
I mean, come on, man. We all got that. Because, like, if you